We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
And welcome, cherished viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland. Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision and Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Teparacuay, Channel 30. And in Horqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa SEA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minguaguazo, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minguaguazo. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26. In Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Media Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia in Hood Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV. In Adana City, Channel Z26 on Tla Tengel Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Chimera Cable TV. In Sukhbatursi Ling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Ulus Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Ta, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And our newest edition in Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyo Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chowa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yanjialu Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, in Gaoshan County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And four other new additions. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Hualien Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guasheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Today, January 1st, is the National Day of Cuba, Haiti, and Sudan. Cuba is an island between the North Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. Its Alejandro de Humboldt and Desembarco de Granma National Parks are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Haiti, situated southeast of Cuba, observes its independence gained in 1804. It was the first Latin American country to attain to sovereignty. Sudan commemorates its self-rule achieved in 1956. The five archaeological locations at the Gabel Bagal and the site of the Napatan region, which includes pyramids, temples, and palaces, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. We wish the kind citizens of Cuba, Haiti, and Sudan a memorable National Day. Today is also New Year Day, celebrated by people around the world as an auspicious beginning to a coming year replete with joy and goodness.
At the beginning of a vibrant new year, it is time for us to reaffirm our faith in a peaceful future on Earth.
As humanity joins together in urgent efforts to save our planet, people worldwide are awakening to their entrusted role of being guardians of our Earth and all the life she supports.
Let us take a look at some of our association activities in relation to major events of the last decade.
The last 10 years, unfortunately, have seen a growing number of disasters, such as floods, earthquakes, droughts, and fires, with devastating consequences in many parts of the world. These were mounting in frequency and intensity, in part due to global warming. Each time, Supreme Master Qinghai has been deep in sorrow for the suffering and loss of life.
She has generously donated financial help and requested our nearby association relief teams to personally render aid and comfort in the affected regions, if possible. This included relief efforts during the 7.9 earthquake in China in 2008, the Atlantic hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, the Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004, Cyclone Nargis in 2008 in Myanmar, also known as Burma, and many more. At these dire times, as Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional love has reached the victims through our relief team that is often the first on the scene, they know that they are always valued and remembered by God.
In 2001, when the 9/11 tragedy occurred in the United States, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association was one of the few organizations authorized to enter the World Trade Center Ground Zero. Our association members worked around the clock to serve vegetarian food and beverages to the relief workers, law enforcement officers, and others. Supreme Master Qinghai's donation to this and other direct contributions from our association members totaled to over $360,000. An additional $100,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai was donated for Afghanistan refugees around this time.
In fact, throughout the past decade, Supreme Master Qinghai has continued to assist the disadvantaged orphans, refugees, and animals, as well as to support cultural and educational endeavors in various parts of the world. To date, her unconditional donations to charitable causes have amounted to more than $20 million.
In recognition of Supreme Master Qinghai's selfless service, in November 2006, Her Excellency President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo of the Philippines presented Supreme Master Qinghai with the prestigious Gusii Peace Prize, the equivalent of the Nobel Prize in the East, for exemplary achievements in philanthropy and humanitarianism.
To promote the compassionate and healthy vegetarian lifestyle, some years ago, Supreme Master Ching Hai designed the Alternative Living Flyer, which our association members have been distributing worldwide. Supreme Master Ching Hai also created the SOS Flyer, describing the critical situation of global warming and the organic vegan solution to climate change. Millions of copies of the two flyers have been shared with concerned citizens around the world.
In their own communities, our association members stepped up efforts to spread the veg message by holding grassroots seminars and informational vegan cooking classes. Loving Hut International Vegan Restaurants, inspired and lovingly guided by Supreme Master Ching Hai, have opened in more than 100 locations over the past 1.5 years. Supreme Master Ching Hai even tasted most of the dishes before they were presented to the public to ensure their appeal, taste, and nutritional values. During 2009, our association members in more than 25 countries coordinated awareness-raising activities in honor of the February 22nd holiday of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, as declared by 6 United States governors in 1994, in gratitude for her humanitarian contributions. The highlight of our association's events was the 2 minutes to change stationary freeze of individuals in time. At the end of the day, thousands of participating people had received the facts about the harms of the meat diet and the benefits of vegan living.
In addition, global warming video conferences with guests of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai and leading experts and scientists as speakers or panelists were organized in many countries in the world, from Europe, Asia and Africa to Australia and the Americas. Each conference conveyed the indisputable fact that we must cease all cruel animal farming practices and turn to the plant-based diet to ensure the survival of our planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai has also freely given of her time to meet with our association members and encourage them in their endeavors to bring home the earth-saving vegan message.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has authored numerous uplifting books this decade. Among them are 3 number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, which offer many insights into the deep emotions and thoughts of our animal co-inhabitants. These books have been translated into All Axis or Vietnamese, French, German, Japanese, Mongolian, Spanish, Russian, and still more languages to come.
The Beauty of Heaven was brought to earth in Celestial Art, published in 2008, which was much celebrated with video conferences in both the United States and Formosa or Taiwan, with special guest the author herself. Another treasured publication, One World of Peace Through Music, presented Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite poetry with musical scores composed or orchestrated by eminent American composers, including the Emmy and Oscar-winning Bill Conti and Oscar-winning Fred Carlin. Musical adaptations from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, entitled The Peace Seeker, was honored with the first place silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai's artistic achievements were also recognized by the Los Angeles Music Week and the City of Los Angeles, California, USA.
Others of the many inspiring volumes brought to us by Supreme Master Ching Hai over these past 10 years include her magnificent poetry, In Dreams of a Butterfly, and Wu Tzu Poems. Also, her noble spiritual teachings were featured in several works, including Of God and Humans, Insights from Bible Stories, and Secrets to Effortless Spiritual Practice, as well as new translations of The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet, which is now available in over 70 languages.
In 2009, Supreme Master Television celebrated our 3rd anniversary, attending the concert entitled Rejoicing in Our Green Planet and Peaceful Life via video conference with honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai, with international performances, a delectable vegan fare, celebrity hosts, and distinguished friends. This event was a propitious time to thank God for our blessings and renew our commitment to work toward a sustainable vegan planet. Vegetarian elites including Daryl Hannah, James Cromwell, Alicia Silverstone, Emily Deschanel, Dennis Kucinich, John Sally, and many, many more have spoken on Supreme Master Television about their dedicated advocacy of a plant-based diet.
December 2009, the world turned its attention to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, where world leaders gathered for a chance to discuss decisions to curb global warming. Throughout the two-week summit, our association members tirelessly distributed information to the public and delegates, including several heads of state and government.
They were also invited to give presentations at related public events. Our association members were interviewed by journalists, radio, television, and print media groups. In addition, announcements about the harms of animal production, along with the benefits of a plant-based lifestyle, appeared in various media, noting scientific findings and excerpts from interviews and conferences with Supreme Master Qinghai.
As we begin a year that has an immense promise to transform our world for the better, we would like to conclude this Decade in Review segment with a cherished letter by Supreme Master Qinghai, welcoming the last year of the decade, 2009. Greeting, precious people. On these magical days of Christmas and coming New Year, I would like to thank you for all the good things you've done in your past. Association members and non-members alike, wishing mighty blessing from heaven to shower upon you and cherished ones. Especially, I thank my loyal and faithful friends, whose love and courage have sustained goodness on earth and charmed the mercy from heaven. And I thank you for all the support and shared ideal, that maybe we just can make this earth a better place, or even a heavenly place. Personally, I know some of you, but not all of you. However, I know you are the best friends that anyone could ever ask for. Wish I had the chance to thank you and embrace you all in person. If the planet survives, it's because of your love, because of your heroic dedication. Pray that your shining example will lead everyone to hope, confidence, and emulation, so that together we can rebuild not only our planet, but goodness in humans' heart. We will continue to work toward an ideal and peaceful tomorrow. I have no worthy present to give such noble friends this Christmas, but if you ask what gift pleases me, I would say I want the planet. May you continue to be a beacon of lofty splendor, befitting the children of God. With tears of gratitude, Qinghai.
We are profoundly grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her infinite compassion and dedication to saving our planet.
Our very best wishes to beloved Supreme Master Qinghai for a healthy and blessed coming year. As it is our foremost priority at the moment, our association members and like-minded friends in all sectors of society are working hard and praying deep for heaven's mercy for this invaluable gift, a planet that truly blossoms in respect of all sacred life bestowed by our Creator.
We wish our global viewers a year full of good tidings. May 2010 see our shared dreams of one Earth in safety and vibrancy, flourishing in peace and compassion.
Flying News, 2010 New Year celebrated around the globe.
From the Americas to wish the world a Happy New Year.
Jing 代表亚洲，祝大家有个吉祥的2010年。
Aƒe ale si nye aƒe le Afrika, eye dzi le dziƒo ene la, nye gbedodoɖa anye be amegbetɔ anye dɔmefafa ƒe ame, eye woanye dɔmefafa ƒe ƒome.
From Australia, may divine grace shower upon the earth each day.
Európa hírvivőjeként én is csodálatos új évet kívánok minden lénynek, mindenhol.
Almost New Year time on Earth.
这是我们重生决心的时候。
By being veg, going green,
és azáltal, hogy jót cselekszünk.
Now go on a tour as Supreme Master Television correspondents bring us New Year's wishes and festivities from their regions of the globe.
Here's to a beautiful, bountiful 2010 from vibrant London, United Kingdom.
We wish for a greener and more beautiful 2010.
Wir sind hier in Aachen, Deutschland, ein Jahr voller Licht, Weisheit und Mut für uns alle zu verkünden.
Also ich fände es wichtig, dass sich die Länder endlich mal über den Klimaschutz und alles einigen würden, weil es geht um unsere Zukunft, um nichts anderes.
Frohes neues Jahr.
Estamos acá en Lima, Perú, en el circuito mágico de las aguas. Estamos en una atmósfera llena de júbilo, alegría. Nuestros mejores deseos para el año 2010, un mundo lleno de paz, de amor, misericordia, compasión para todos los seres vivientes.
We're here in New York, USA, where people from all over the country and the world have come to celebrate, wishing you and your loved ones a happy new year.
Next, we travel to more places where people have begun to celebrate the start of this brand new year, sharing plentiful messages of goodwill.
Australians are one of the first to ring in the new year. This exciting holiday is celebrated with lots of happy reunions and good cheer.
祝新年快乐，亲爱的观众，我们从中国上海为您送来新年的祝福，愿您和您所关爱的人们在新的一年健康、平安、幸福、快乐。
新年快乐！
A los televidentes les enviamos de todo corazón. Un cordial saludo desde México. Que tengan un maravilloso año nuevo.
Happy New Year! Mila Manula,
Lebelemtolo, Lebelemtolo.
Hello. Orang yang dihormati dari Malaysia yang berbilang budaya dan aman damai. Selamat Tahun Baru. Adakah saudari berasam untuk menjadi vegetarian bagi menjaga kesihatan, menyelamatkan haiwan dan planet kita?
Ya, kalau boleh saya berasam untuk menjadi vegetarian juga sebab ia dapat
memberi kesihatan yang lebih bagus untuk dalam diri sendiri dan dapat menyelamatkan ekosistem.
Selamat tahun baru.
On this new year, may forgiving, sharing and peacemaking prevail throughout our world.
Từ xứ sở Âu Lạc, miền đất của những dòng sông xinh đẹp, của núi rừng hùng vĩ, của những cánh đồng phì nhiêu và hàng triệu trái tim yêu chuộng hòa bình, chúng tôi cầu chúc muôn loài trên địa cầu một năm mới an lạc.
Hiện tại thì COP15 vừa được tổ chức ở Copenhagen, Đan Mạch ạ, thì em hy vọng là trong năm nay ạ, các lãnh đạo thế giới sẽ tìm được một giải pháp cho môi trường của thế giới ạ.
Nous sommes devant la Tour Eiffel à Paris en France. Nous prions pour que chaque jour nous rapproche du rêve partagé de paradis sur terre. Bonne et heureuse année 2010.
Alors première résolution pour 2010, la paix dans le monde pour l'ensemble des peuples.
Et il faudrait aussi préserver notre planète car elle est très belle.
Bonne et heureuse année 2010. Soyons végétariens, devenons écolos,
sauvons la planète. 皆様こんにちは。ここは日本の東京です。天候は寒いですが心は暖かです。この新年にあたり、私たちの貴重な地球を救うため、天の恩恵と人々の高潔さに祈りを捧げましょう。
Estimados espectadores, que todos os seus sonhos se tornem realidade neste ano novo.
O meu desejo para 2010 é que haja equilíbrio, uma harmonia entre o homem e o animal.Que o homem respeite a vida dos animais, porque a paz começa na nossa mesa e termina na nossa consciência.
无上师电视台所有观众，祝福恁有一个上好的新年，愿咱的地球会当永远保存甲兴旺。咱即马就来听看嘛，一个人的新年愿望。
我新年的希望呢是少吃肉，多吃菜。希望大家都能为环保尽一份力量。
新年快乐，家财万贯，求地球。
Estamos aquí en San José de Costa Rica, en la localidad de Desamparados, con un grupo de personas que celebran el Año Nuevo.¿Cuál es tu meta para este año nuevo?
Seguir mis estudios y ayudar al planeta.
¿Cómo te gustaría ayudar al planeta?
Reciclando, no botando basura y no comer carne.
¡Feliz año nuevo! ¡Sé vegetariano! ¡Sé ecológico! ¡Y salva el planeta!
From Supreme Master Television and Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, we wish to all once more a blessed new year.
On this occasion, we would like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her love and guidance toward a golden era among all co-inhabitants. Let us strive ever more wholeheartedly in spreading compassion to save our planet in the coming year.
Belgium's contributions boost populations worldwide. A recent $16 million US dollar donation is being made to the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, for providing urgent food aid. Recipients include drought-affected Kenyans, as well as Somali and Sudanese asylum seekers there, the undernourished in Niger, victims of war in Pakistan and Yemen, flood-affected residents in Laos, and Ethiopians hit by food shortages.With this year's contribution of $37.6 million US dollars to the WFP being a record total for the country. Belgium has also given $2.4 million US dollars to UN humanitarian air services to help deliver medicine, clean water, nutrition, and vital services to areas in Chad, Niger, Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia that aid workers are unable to reach. Heaven's blessings and our sincere thanks, Belgium, for your caring generosity.Surely such acts of exemplary kindness fostered greater peace and plenty for all.
Bolivia pummeled by precipitation and floods. Starting on the weekend of December 26, intense rainfall with hailstorms and hurricane-force winds caused 6 fatalities, along with significant damage in the southwestern department of Potosi as well as Chapare province. Meanwhile, rivers in the Zudanieth municipality of Chuquisaca department burst their banks, causing nearly 500 families to lose their crops for the year.
Supreme Master Qinghai swiftly requested that our native or nearby association members go to see if help is needed and comfort the bereaved, conveying her sorrowful heart and prayers. She added that funds are available as necessary.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive, benevolent concern for the vulnerable. We send our sympathies for those who perished as we pray that the affected Bolivian people soon recover the regularity of their everyday lives and that such weather extremes subside through humanity's kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Swine flu havoc to continue in New Year. On Tuesday, December 29th, Director General Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization, or WHO, stated that the swine flu pandemic has not yet peaked worldwide, explaining that influenza viruses by nature are unpredictable and capable of changing into more severe forms. Dr. Chan also emphasized that the world is not ready to cope with a pandemic of the bird flu virus, which lately has been re-emerging to attack in several countries. Meanwhile, experts continue to warn of the potential for a recombining of swine and bird flu DNA, with the likely mixing vessels for this more lethal version being pigs bred in filthy, disease-prone factory farms.
Recently, confirmed swine flu fatalities rose to 53 in Aulac or Vietnam, 52 in Serbia, 49 in Hungary, 124 in Saudi Arabia, 150 in Nepal, and 898 in India. Official tallies, which now total 20,810, are known to be a fraction of the actual death tolls, as countless cases go unreported.
We pray for all who are suffering directly or indirectly due to this most unfortunate illness. Let us work to address the root cause of swine flu and other ailments as these, namely to eliminate animal agriculture in favor of producing vibrant vegan fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
British National freed. Computer consultant Mr. Peter Moore was released unharmed on Wednesday, December 30th, in Iraq, 2.5 years after his initial detainment. He is reported to be in good condition and is returning to be reunited with his eagerly awaiting family in the United Kingdom. Our hearts are gladdened to know of Mr. Moore's safety. wishing him a swift and safe journey home with many joyful celebrations of life in the company of loved ones.
Indonesia's fourth president remembered. Former President Abdul Rahman Wahid passed away on Wednesday, December 30th, at the age of 69. Affectionately known as Gus Dur, he served as the country's leader between 1999 and 2001, paving the way for democracy and religious equality in the nation.
On Thursday, thousands of mourning Indonesians attended his state funeral, led by current President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who said that the country has lost one of her best statesmen. Condolences poured in from around the world, with tributes from heads of state such as U.S. President Barack Obama, Singapore's President S.R. Nathan, and President Hu Jintao of China.
We join in sending sincere condolences to the family, friends, and all Indonesians for the loss of beloved leader Abdul Rahman Wahid. May his soul rest blissfully in Allah's eternal love and light.
Save our planet. Fish farming destroys marine wildlife. The Norwegian Food Safety Authority has reported a dramatic rise in sea louse, a parasite that infects salmon, is causing great concern in Norway as its populations triple in the crowded fish farms of the Norwegian fjords over the past year alone. Besides killing the farmed fish, environmentalists fear that the organism will further decimate already weakened wild salmon whose numbers have been reduced by half in the past decades. Meanwhile, a 23-year Finnish study has concluded that lethal strains of the bacteria columnaris have developed in the confined conditions of ocean fish farms.
This infection destroys the skin, fins, and gills of fish and is currently the leading cause of their death, with infected farm fish that sometimes escape or are let loose by fish farmers who wish to avoid fines and costly cleanup. Wild fish are thus being subjected to an increasing number of virulent diseases that originate from factory farms.
Norwegian Food Safety Authority, we appreciate and share your concern for the well-being of wild fish and ocean life. May we all realize the damaging nature of meat and fish consumption and opt quickly for the life-enhancing vegan diet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken of the tolls endured by the Earth's animal inhabitants, addressing our need to halt the devastating practice of fishing, as during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
We have to stop it. Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further. To stop this destructive practice of fishing, the solution is vegan diet. No fishy stuff in our meals. The sea offers us plenty of better food choices. The wide varieties of super healthy and nutritious sea plants. We can even live on it forever. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self.
Save Our Planet. Pakistan's Capital Development Authority, or CDA, announces plans to implement new regulations that will reduce environmental pollution in Islamabad.
Save Our Planet. Germany-based utility association BDEW reports that electricity generated from sustainable energy sources in the country reached 16%, which exceeds the European Union's 2010 goal of 12.5%. Save Our Planet. The Ampang Jaya Municipal Council in Malaysia helps revive the traditional One Birth, One Tree program, whereby a tree is planted for every new birth in the family, with 97,000 saplings now greening the region.
Hello, I am Toto, the Galapagos tortoise, and this is my sweet daughter, Titi.
Thank you, Mom. Hi everyone! Mom and I are both vegan. No animal products for us. That's for sure. We're here with a tip of the day.
To help keep your shoes their freshest, you can use baking soda.
How do we do that, Mom?
You can make a simple sachet of baking soda using a small piece of cloth and a string, and place that inside your shoes until you wear them again.
Neato!
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In world news, Afghanistan inaugurates export of apples to India. 12 tons of apples were sent to India by road or air. Agriculture Minister His Excellency Mohammed Asef Rahmani said, "This is a very major step in enhancing our farmers' economy." His Excellency further stated that 400 tons of the fruit will be sent to India before the season is over. Congratulations, Afghanistan, on your bountiful crops and developing trade relations with India. May many people derive great enjoyment and nourishment from your delicious fruits.
My wish is in this year, New Year, everywhere is peace. I pray for my country, Pakistan, because right now it's very, very, very difficult time over there in Afghanistan. I pray for America too. I pray for whole globe because it's beautiful, God made beautiful world, so I don't want any problem in this world. And this is my wish and my pray for whole world. Peace, stay calm down and love each other, everybody. And I pray for my sister and brother and whole world's families. They become okay, happy, health and wealth, and enjoy themselves.
我们要发挥我们爱的精神， 然后把这个力量转化成一个普遍的爱环境， 爱人类， 爱这个动物， 变成一个和乐的生存的世界。
I would request everyone to smile more, you know. So let that be a New Year resolution, that you smile more and make others also smile.
I'd like to wish everybody peace, kindness and goodwill, compassion for all beings.
在这边跟各位拜个年哈，我是中华民国台湾教育部的政务次长林聪明，利用这次机会跟各位拜个年，祝大家新春愉快，万事如意，希望大家一起来吃素，让我们全球暖化能够降低。
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Creole entitled Speeding Away.
Yon homme t'a conduit à 130 000 à l'heure sous machine poche li. Sous yon route que limite vitesse là, c'est 80 km à l'heure. Sans attendre, li remarqué yon machine police derrière li qui virait sous lumière bleue. Alors chauffeur a comprendre que kounye a li nan problème. Et là, li essaye augmenter vitesse li pour le cap dépasser patrouille la police là. Par conséquent, li avancé à 140, 150 et finalement 160. Et pourtant, machine la police là toujours été proche de yeli. Enfin, li quitte sa fâché et li rete machine li. La police dit mi yon bon raison. Pour qui ça, moi pas ta doué baou, si ke qui pichait que moun pas jamais oué dans le monde. Chauffeur machine poche là. Semaine dernière, madame moi te quitte. Nouveaux amis liya, c'est yon la police. La police. Ou pas gué excuse pour qu'on dit à 60 000 à l'heure. Chauffeur machine poche là. Oh oui, c'est ça. Moi te quoi ou te vle vini mouenen pour moi.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Master, many thanks to you and all the staff at Supreme Master TV for all you do to entertain and inform the people of our world. I look forward to the day when people realize that we are only guests on God's world and understand the need to protect it. I would also like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her love and assistance to those in the United Kingdom who were recently affected by the flooding. Be veg, go green, save the planet. With much love to you all, John from United Kingdom, watching on Sky TV.
Hi John, thanks for your kind note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you.
Pure-hearted John, you are most welcome, my love. I too eagerly await for humanity to awaken to our noble mission of saving this planet and all her precious inhabitants. God's infinite light to you and the compassionate people of the United Kingdom. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine light shine on you and your loved ones.
世界自然基金会气候项目公众参与总策划Patrick，2010年，如果一个愿望，我们如果能够每个人透过我们日常生活的饮食，我们每人都奉行少肉多菜的生活原则，这个将可以大大帮助我们减低由畜牧业所引发的甲烷和碳氧化物的排放，亦是帮助到我们全球控制我们的温室气体排放，减低我们的气候转变。我都希望大家从今天开始， 我们的日常生活的饮食上面，食斋减少我们肉类的消耗，这个都会帮助到我们地球的。My name
is Hans Krieg. I am the campaign director for SAFE in New Zealand. And SAFE is an organization that tries to help animals that suffer. And would like to say to all its viewers, have a great new year, and please keep on supporting the good causes, because you know, the animals need our help. Thank you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Kuwaiti Ambassador to Jordan, Sheikh Faisal Al Hamoud Al Sabah, presents a $1.5 million donation to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East to assist asylum seekers in Jordan.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signs a new law that ends the jailing of people suspected of tax offenses.
Hollywood celebrities and humanitarians Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt donate $100,000 over the holidays to the US-based SOS Children's Villages that help siblings stay together during the adoption process.
Representing private donors, the Chamber of Commerce in Sana'a, Yemen, sends fellow citizens who have been displaced by war 1,200 tons of relief items such as food, blankets, tents, and medical necessities.
The 21-episode documentary Northwest Aspiration, exploring the rich culture of ethnic groups living in northwestern Ho Chi Minh of Vietnam, launches on the nationally broadcast Vietnam Television Network.
A previous donation of refurbished computers by British charity Computer Aid to a local weather station in Kenya is now helping farmers more accurately forecast the weather to better plan their crops and harvests.
To aid former smokers in quitting, the National Health Service in the UK is offering a free kit containing pleasant music, a toy that deters from reaching for a cigarette, and a way to calculate the savings of being smoke-free.
Lifting a previous restriction, Israel allows glass that is designated for use in building reconstruction to be brought into Gaza, Palestine.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.